Yeah. As long as you're hungry and thirsty, then food gives pleasure. Eating and drinking gives pleasure. Similarly, pure love, one of the qualities of love, whether it's spontaneous or not, is that it feeds on itself. In other words, it's never satisfied, it's never satiated. It always wants more. So therefore, service done with that love always awakens and gives increasing transcendental bliss.
I just remember that in that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary to Bhakti Parishana Bhava Bharaktiya, that devotion, direct experience, and detachment from material things, he says the analogy of food that's being used, an analogy, has its limits with food. Because with food,
correct,
you get full.
Exactly.
You get full, and you can't do it anymore.
Right.
So therefore, you can only take it to that analogy to a certain point. It was here also, greed. If there's greed, it goes beyond that, simply the Shastra.
Yeah, praying. Correct.
Yeah, he gives three reasons. Your stomach has limited capacity. You lose interest in the food itself.
And as you eat, your taste decreases, desire decreases, as you become satisfied.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here it's just the opposite. With love, with prema, it increases. And in the Sanskrit, it's called prema. Prema eva bhaktaridaya sukha vidrutam syat.
Okay, I'm still lost now. You're saying,
well,
69, you're agreeing, it does refer to devotional service and faith.
Yes.
Right, a regulative devotional service.
All right, so I'm trying to piece together the analogy. Hunger and thirst means faith?
Yeah, it means prema.
Faith in pure love, is that how you'd say?
Faith in Shuddha Bhakti, but according to regulation of Shastra, right?
So we could insert, as long as there is faith in...
I don't think faith in. I think Prabhupada introduces this faith in a different context. As long as there's love, regulative, there's real love. Mm-hmm. But that love is based on faith. Mm-hmm. It's not faith in love, but it's love that's based on faith rather than love that's based on raga.
So therefore, varieties of food and drink make one feel very happy.
So you do activities. The activity is equivalent to food and drink.
Love a bit of bhakti.
Yeah, the activities, chanting, hearing, seva. So they give increasing happiness, as long as that love is there.
Similarly, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love, the various activities performed in the course of that worship awaken transcendental bliss in the heart of the devotee. Okay. And then it goes a notch upwards in text 70%.
I'm just looking at the word awaken.
See, in other words, also it seems to me also there's a difference between having faith in pure devotional service and being situated in pure devotional service. It's one thing to have faith in pure devotional service, but it's another thing to be situated in pure devotion, ecstatic love. So I take it also is, as long as hunger and thirst is there, is that this, maybe I'm reading it wrong, that one has faith in Shuddha Bhakti.
Well, if you want to take it at a lower level, I'm just following on, since the verse only mentions prema and doesn't even mention the word faith.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you look at...
And it actually, here, although the translation is awakens transcendental bliss, it actually, the way it says is that sukha vidrutam, which means that the heart melts with bliss.
I have to go, unfortunately.
The further thing that confuses me, if we look at text 68, Ramana Roy is replying, after Mahaprabhu is saying, this is all right, but can you still speak more? He says, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection.
Ecstasy, ecstatic love, in Vaidhi Bhakti.
Mm. Okay, so, and you're saying that means faith in
Shuddha Bhakti. Mm. But I may be wrong. I think Shiva Maharaj is saying it's not just that, there's more than just that.
Prema Bhakti Sarva Sadhya Sar. Because we're talking about not faith in something, but actually attainment.
Attainment of it.
But he says attainment of, you know, even when someone attains bhava or prema through Vaidhi Bhakti, at least in our line, then by proper association and Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that will transform to spontaneous prema. Because that's our type of devotional service. So if it hasn't become spontaneous before bhava, it'll definitely become spontaneous after. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is always looking for the succession, because with this bhakti, with Vaidhi Bhakti, you're not going in the direction of the gopis.
Mm-hmm. With what's in, does that mean with what's in text 69?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where would you be going?
Or Dwarka, at best. But it's Prabhupada who's making this. Prabhupada really clarifies, because you really, honestly, really study the context. Because there's this prema, 69 verses to faith and 7 verses to devotional service and greed. The first is devotional service in accordance with regulative principles, and the second, spontaneous loving service without extraneous endeavor.
So you're keying on without extraneous endeavor?
Well, no, spontaneous devotional service. First one is on Vaidhi prema, and the other one is on Raga prema.
I'll see you before you go to one.
All right.
Level 2, you said,
later? I'll come by. The first one.
We should, you want to drive over, walk over?
I'd rather drive.
Drive, okay. So 4:30 we leave.
4:30, we'll be there by 4:15.
Oh, all right, quarter to 5 we leave.
Yeah, okay.
And we're there for half an hour talking.
No, that'll be there for longer than half hour, if you want to 4:15, because you're not speaking until 5:30.
Yeah, we'll be there for half an hour.
Before you talk.
Then I'll talk, and okay. Then we'll come back.
Okay.
Okay. Unless you want to come back, you can come back earlier.
No, I won't. I'll come back with you.
Okay.
Morning or evening?
Evening.
Evening.
Okay, I guess I got, in my lack of understanding, I got thrown by text 68, in which Rananda Roy replies, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of God is the essence of all perfection.
Because the previous verse 67, Jnana Prayasam with the Pasyanamanta Eva, is really an abandonment of impersonalism and turning, surrendering Stani Stita Shukrigatam, surrendering to Krishna, chanting body, mind, and word, engaging in devotional service. It would seem that That's also still in the realm of Vaidhi.
Yes, yes.
And that becomes Vaidhi Sadhana. And this then becomes Sarvasadhyasar, the essence of all ecstatic love. This then becomes Vaidhi Sadhya, is ecstatic love, Prema Bhakti. That is really fine difference. And
so when he says ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Mahaprabhu asked for more, he's not going straight to rag.
You know, he's talking about ecstatic love. This ecstatic love refers to verse 69. Mm-hmm. And 68 ecstatic love is elaborated in verse 69. Well, that's because that's what Prabhupada said. He says, the first is devotional service rendered in accordance with regulative principles, and the second is spontaneous. Or he could it could say ecstatic love, which is either vaidhi or rag, but first he gives vaidhi, vaidhi prema, and the second one then becomes spontaneous. Tatra loyam api moyam ekalam.
What would be the nomenclature? Vaidhi prema and then prema, or
vaidhi prema and rag prema?
So these are fine distinctions. But you're saying with the Vaidhi Prema, you go to Vaikuntha.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or Dwarka. Well, that's a mixture. Mm-hmm. Vaidhi Prema towards Krishna leads you to Dwarka. Mm-hmm. Mixed with Raga is to Mathura, mm-hmm. and pure Rag. Is to Raj. So it's like Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So there's that prema, but then and then there's those different stages of prema that Narad and Uddhav explain. The Srila Prabhupada's terminology, the Sadhya devotional, verse 69 refers to devotional service and faith. Which really means that someone's practicing because he has faith, because that's the basis of Vaidhi, as opposed to practicing because he has attraction. And then the attainment of that, which is based on faith. And then he just starts off in loving service and servitude. Then it's just the different stages of spontaneous bhakti are being followed. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. Definitely more information or realization is required then to make headway with this.
Namo pucha pritam pujanam artavando prema eva bhakta Vardayam Supkavidritam Syat Javat Kshut Asti Titari Jarastap Pipashatavat Sukkaya Bhavatananu Bhaksha Pe. Make one feel very happy soon, the Lord is worshiping. Feel the various actions performed in the course of that version.
Okay, yeah, in the purport to text 68, this is the last paragraph. When further progress is actually made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving service to the Lord. This first stage is technically called sadhana bhakti.
Devotional service and practice. The result of sarvatmi ecstatic love, attachment for the Supreme Personality of God, which is also called prema bhakti. In the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, association with devotees, and practicing devotional service. One then becomes fixed in most increased desire to act, and this one becomes attached to the Lord in his devotional service. But this, I'm reading from the beginning now. Mm-hmm. This process of devotion, but there's something more than this, so please explain this. Simply, the duties of Varnashram is not as good as offering results when one gives
sorry,
a food.
Sorry, where is that? I'm sorry.
This beginning of the purport to text 68.
Mm-hmm.
When one gives up all fruit of activity and fully surrenders, he accepts Swadharma Tyaga, when he abandons the social order and takes to the renounced order. That is certainly better. However, better than a renounced order is cultivation of knowledge mixed with devotional service. Yet, all these activities are external to the activities of the spiritual world. There is no touch of pure devotional service in them. Pure devotional service cannot be attained by empiric philosophy, nor can perfection be attained simply by good association. Devotional service by self-realization is a different subject matter. It is untouched by fruit of activity, for one surrenders the results of the activities of the Lord, abandons prescribed duties, and accepts the renounced order of life. Such devotional service is situated on a higher platform than that of empirical self-realization. Devotional activities, however, sometimes appear to be impure in the neophyte stage, but in the mature stage they are completely pure or free from material activity. Therefore, Amrita Roy replied, after hearing the last statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Bhakti Sarva Sajasara. Okay. Sri Chaitanya actually accepted this verse, Jnana Prayasam, as the basic principle of perfection. One has to practice this principle in order to make further progress. So further progress is made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving service. The first stage is technically called Saranda Bhakti, or devotional service in practice. So that was 67. This is...
I'm sorry, what's 67?
Well, that was what Ramananda Roy said here, Srila Prabhupada said. Therefore, Ramananda Roy replied, after hearing the last statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarva-sastra-hoy, devotional service sometimes appeared to be impure in the upright mature state. Ramananda Roy replied after hearing the last statement, he said, this is all right, but you can still speak more on the subject. Sri Chaitanya actually accepted this verse, Jnana Prayasam, which is 67. He accepted Jnana Prayasam as the basic principle of perfection. Because what is it? It's sarana bhakti. Stane stita shutikitan tanuman. Just stay in one place, chant, hear, Prabhupada includes in there four regulative principles and everything. So Sri Chaitanya actually accepted this verse as the basic principle of perfection. One has to practice this to make further progress, hearing. When further progress actually made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving devotional service. So when you become advanced in that process, then back. This first stage is technically called sadhana bhakti, jnani prayasam, and its cultivation.
Also, he's going back. He's not saying the first stage of ecstatic loving service is called sadhana bhakti.
No. How can that be?
Okay.
And the result must be ecstatic love.
Mm-hmm.
Attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is called prema bhakti.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then...
Then in the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, social devotion, practicing. Thus one is freed from, one then becomes fixed, namadyam, and desire to act devotional service. Then one becomes attached to the Lord in his devotional service, and ruchi is sakti.
Okay, so all right, we got that squared away. Now, are we jumping to another level in text 69?
No. 69 is explaining, well, we're jumping to another, we're coming to prema. That how the bliss that comes when prema is awakened within the heart, how devotional activities increase bliss. When prema is awakened, increase bliss in the heart and becomes an unending cycle of service and pleasure and service and pleasure by the foundation of prema, which is as long as there is hunger and thirst. And Maharaj pointed that out, how it's, you know, a limited analogy.
Okay, so once again, in 69, this is Vaidhi Prema, is that what you're saying?
Prabhupada says, the first is devotional service rendered in accordance with regulative principles. Mm-hmm. And the second refers to spontaneous. So 70 is spontaneous.
So I guess I never thought that devotional service rendered in accordance with the regular principles would be considered some kind of prema or ecstasy.
Vaikuntha Dutas, Vaikuntha Basis, they're all in Vaidhi Prema.
Okay.
So they got Vaidhi Bhav, Vaidhi Prema, and then they come up to, they get Prem and a little, and Dasya. They come up to Dasya Prem. Vaidhi Dasya Bas.
I suppose it's denying the Vaikuntha residents and the Dwarkaites up there, Dwarkavasis up there, prema, their ecstasy of prema, Vaidhi prema. Okay. And the second reverse is spontaneous living in service of Lord without extraneous endeavor.
Hmm.
So you see, now he's jumping to the beyond Dwarka platform.
I mean, if it's because verse 70 here in the context, it talks about spontaneous love rather than regulative love. Mm-hmm. Although that verse also applies to sadhan. Because you can get, well, lolyam in its full stage, you can only get a prema. So lolyam is equivalent with prema, greed. You can get, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about lower stages of, lolyam, but a certain type of hankering and attraction for that type of devotion, but real greed only works in prema. Janma koti sukriti na labhyate.
Real greed only works in prema, and that means both levels of prema, the Vaidhi prema and the raga prema, as you were saying?
No, there's some element of greed just by the nature of prema, but this loyam, this refers to spontaneous devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more motivated by the person. There's a certain element of greed there, but it's always anchored down by awe and reverence, and that hampers actually the real development of prema to higher stages. For prema to really grow, absence of intimacy has to grow, and the more the intimacy grows, the more the greed also grows.
So not that this Text 70, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati, only refers to raga prema.
Well, Prabhupada says that this refers to raga bhakti, and generally it's considered in that. But separate from this verse, if you just analyze, loba means a hankering, intense desire to serve. So All perfected devotees have a desire to serve. In the definitions of prema, we just read it not long ago. It's a quote from Bhaktivinoda Sidhu, Bhishma, Uddhava, and others define prema in this way. And it's this very intense desire to love, attraction, to always serve. So prema always makes one serve. You have that a certain level of greed, but it's limited. The nature of the greed becomes limited when it's it's impelled by Krishna's divinity. Because you're restricted in how you can serve him. You can only serve him in servant-master relationship. You can't express it in other ways.
Okay, so then, as in text 71, hearing up to the point of spontaneous love. So Lord Chaitanya said, oh yes, I've heard up to the point of spontaneous love, meaning raga praying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then text 70 has turned the corner, so to speak.
Yes.
And then Lord Chaitanya is, as Kaviraj Goswami is presenting, Lord Chaitanya is saying, I've heard up to the point of spontaneous love now. This is all right, but if you know more, please tell me. Okay.
Now, Ramanandor, by spontaneous loving service and servitude, as exchanged by master and servant, is the highest perfection. Mm. So now he's talking about Goloka.
Mm. Okay. Now I
can... Or at least that type of... What's the example here? This is a quotation from 9.5, Durvasa Muni Maharaj Ambarish.
Yeah, we were discussing the other night about Kaviraj Goswami. Did he just memorize the notes as conventionally understood and write, or was he seeing via the notes the whole leela's unfolding? Later in the chapter, at the end, he says, whatever I write is dictated by Madan Mohan. I'm just a puppet. I'm just speaking whatever they speak.
It becomes, it's a question for every shastra. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it the other day because is it on the basis of them being shrutidharas? That they just remember everything that they hear, and it's like, you know, you save it on a computer and it's there. Or is it experience, or is it like that as being dictated? If he says it's being dictated, then...
He says it quite emphatically. But he says it in several verses. I'm just a puppet, like a wooden doll.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm. And it's, I think it says in several places.
Mm. When he gets near the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, my words are slowing down.
Inconceivable. The activities of liberated souls and where they are, the realm is something that's not accessible to the conditioned souls. But I had this discussion with Banu Maharaj the other day. I asked him, when an Uttama Adhikari comes down to the level of a Madhyama Adhikari, what does he know and what doesn't he know? In other words, how much is he on the platform of a Madhyama Adhikari? And we were talking about that if, you know, if you see it too much, because sometimes some people paint this picture that just externally he just acts like a Madhyama Adhikari, but internally he's fully situated as a Uttama Adhikari. But if he were, he wouldn't feel the impetus to preach, he would get carried away with ecstatic symptoms. There must be. Can't just be an external show. There must be some kind of internal adjustment that's also made that sort of limits or sort of isolates his prema and his elevated position that really allows him to function in this realm of madhyam. And we couldn't explore it too far. We're just talking during the break.
One thing that made me wonder about that was when filing Prabhupada's letters and the letters to him as of the BBT in the mid-70s, I saw something that really astounded me. He said that about Mr. Nair. He said, ordinarily, I would have, with my business intelligence, I would have known he was a cheater, but Krishna covered me, so I would go into the deal.
Yeah.
So that would, he's a puppet.
Yeah, I'm a puppet in your hands. Just make me dance.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I was stunned when I saw that. Ordinarily, with my business intelligence, I would have seen that he's a cheater. That Krishna covered me, so I would go into the deal.
It was similar in L.A. when all the Six Sannyasi issue broke out and Prabhupada left. Prabhupada said, I was praying to Krishna, why are you taking me away? Why are you sending me away from here? Mm-hmm. And then I realized that he wanted me to concentrate on India. And Prabhupada expressed, I didn't know. I couldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, little Rukmini Dwarkadish were installed. Seventy? When was Rukmini Dwarkadish?
I got there in 75, May of 75.
Or that was later than 70, the sannyasis, I can't remember. That was... What time is it? How long?
8:05.
Uh-huh. How long do you want to go to?
I can go to 8:30, I just have to take a pill real quick.
Okay. I still need to... you take your pill. I should go up at 8:15. I still got meeting tomorrow. Are you? You're not in the BBT.
No, I'm that committee. I'm not on that committee.
But I need to. I just want to talk for a few minutes about allocation, BI allocation.
Two verses then, last time.
Maybe because we came in on it cold. It was easy to... Did you want to go... did you bring something else out to read? Or
no, you want to read... Oh, you still have... I thought you had to go at 8:15.
I did, or at least I should. Just to... still remain fresh for tomorrow. I don't know how long that meeting is going to be. 73. Yeah. And you're leaving tomorrow, so it'll be... Well, maybe we continue in Hungary.
Okay.
In front of the devotees. This verse analysis is such a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you got someone like Banu Maharaj around who's no Sanskrit and reference things. Okay, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Vitamati. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Kriyatam Yadi Kupi Labjati Tatru Yamati Moyami Kalamjan Kuti. Okay, well then I will go.